Hi, everybody. I'm Rob. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a member of the West Barnstable Men's Big Book. And, you know, as I look at the screen up here, I'm so grateful for the men that came before me that were willing to share their experience with me so I could get some of my own experience. I did it, you know, exactly how my sponsor asked me to do it. I made a list of my fears. And then I wrote, where did they come from? And I answered the question, how did self-reliance fail me? And basically what I answered after that was, what should I have done instead? And, you know, that took some work for me because I was still on the fence about God this whole time. So, you know, I wrote all kinds of different things. You know, I was afraid of sharks, like stay out of the fucking water, things like that. But ultimately, it came down to trusting and relying on a power greater than myself. I was thinking about my first meeting in Hyannis. I think Chris spoke on the fear step, and I was kind of told I was going to go to that meeting. My life was pretty much upside down at that point. You know, I was sober, but that was about all I was. You know, I had no experience on how to live sober. And so my sponsor, Dennis, told me if he was going to help me out, I was going to go to that meeting. And I think that first meeting, Chris spoke on the fear part of the fourth step. And I watched all these guys in Harleys and leathers and stuff pull in. And I listened to this guy talk about fear. And I remember saying to myself, what the fuck? You know, I was kind of like, you got to be kidding me, you know. And by the end of that meeting, I was like, man, I'm exactly like these fucking guys, you know. And so as I moved through this stuff, I just had all these epiphanies as I was doing my fear part. You know, I never thought I was afraid of anything, but ultimately I was friggin' afraid of everything. You know, I had fear bracketed in every single resentment. And, you know, I think if you ask me honestly, every decision up to that point I had made in my life was based on fear. It was based on somebody else's opinion, you know, all these different things. I mean, I picked up my first drink out of fear because I was scared to death of what all my buddies would say if I didn't drink, you know, and it's just kind of how I operated my whole life. I've got a million illustrations, but I was thinking about one today. I made amends. You know, I finished my amends list except for one guy in Florida, which I've got to make, but this other guy popped into my head a while back, and so I ended up making amends to him. But my father disappeared when I was a freshman in college. Never saw him again until the day he died. And I was sitting in the land hall, and I was with my buddies, and this guy was fucking tearing my old man apart, up and down. Now, everything he's saying was the exact truth. But I was so worried about what my buddies thought if I didn't do something. I get up and I smoke this guy, you know, and I spent the weekend in jail. And I mean, that happened thousands of times, you know. That's how I operated. I think, you know, you guys have heard it before, but I mean, what became so apparent to me was when I was commercial fishing in Florida, and, you know, we had a set of 40,000 kingfish. Neck got hung up in the wheel, and we had white tips and bull sharks eating out the neck back and forth. And it was the kid who invited me down to fish with him, one of my best friends. It was his turn to go overboard. And he looked at everybody and said, fuck you, I ain't going overboard. And they all looked at me because I was up after that. And I was so afraid, I was petrified of going in that water, but I was so afraid of what those other guys would think of me if I didn't. I went overboard, and when I got back on the boat, I'll never forget this. Just like it said in the book, it made us cocky at work. Worst, I got on the boat and I looked at my best friend and I called him a fucking pussy, you know, and that's pretty much how I operated my life. So I guess for me, after doing this work, you know, I can identify fear right away now. You know, I feel it in my gut. It's usually because I'm projecting, you know, I'm not staying in the moment. I think I know what's going to friggin' happen. And the truth is I don't. So I know today when I'm feeling like that, I ask for help, and that help always gives me the same answer. Call someone. That's how this stuff works for me. And I'll get on the phone and I'll call any one of you guys on that screen. And, you know, it brings me right back to where I'm at in the present. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to hearing what y'all have to say about this. You know, I got an unbelievable life today. And if it wasn't for this group of men in that group, I'd be that same jackass, not drinking, creating chaos, punching people in the face, and all this other crap. So I couldn't have done it without you, and God bless. Thanks.
Thank you, Rob.